EasyAries.com, Lesson 6, Would You Like? Chia Diva Harja, Falcha Go EasyAries.com. Hello and very welcome to EasyAries.com. My name is Jarlath, and with me here is Antona.
Chia Diva.
And we're podcasting here from Sion Mills in County Tyrone. And you can follow this lesson at our website, EasyAries.com. And on the website, we'll have the audio file, complete with the show notes, and there's other features on the site such as the forum. And if you have any specific questions, don't forget that you can always contact us by email, info@easyairies.com, and we welcome any requests or queries that you may have. So tonight's lesson, Antona.
Tonight's lesson is Would You Like? How you would ask that question in Irish, Would You Like? The target sentences we'll be using tonight will be Er Wailat, which means would you like or do you want? In response to that question, you would answer Ba Wailam, I would like or I do want. In a negative response to that, we would say Near Wailam, Near Wailam, I would not like or I wouldn't like or I do not want. It can mean either of those in English. Another of our sentences for the night is Er Wailat cup and tea. Would you like a cup of tea? Or do you want a cup of tea? In response, you could say Ba Wailam garoma yogurt. I would or I do want, thanks. The negative response to that question would be Near Wai garoma yogurt. And that's like saying no thank you. No thanks. This time I have dropped out the lum. Now you could say Ba Wailam garoma yogurt or Near Wailam garoma yogurt, but I would rather we say Near Wai garoma yogurt, which is no thank you. Ba Wai garoma yogurt. Yes please or yes thanks.
Okay, so this follows on from lesson 5, Antona, where we learnt do you like an my lad, and this lesson is would you like, and it's ear why lad.
This time we're asking, we don't have an this time, we're having er why lad. Now, the spelling of the word has changed as well. We have a hitch in after the M. We say Er Wailat. It's not moi anymore. Like an M-O-Y sound, moi. It's Er Wailat.
It changes in spelling and pronunciation with that little hitch. Not to get too bogged down in the grammar at this stage, but it's just to make the listeners aware that there's a slight grammar change jumping from this in this tense, isn't it?
This is a different context now.
Okay.
On that, one of the last target sentences for tonight is Near Wailam Te Ak Bavralam Cup and Cafe. I don't want tea or I wouldn't like tea, but I would love a cup of coffee.
Okay. Well, this is very useful there if you're in someone's house and they're offering you tea or coffee, or like in a social setting they get. So it's very useful and very common.
And it complements the last exercise we did as well, Jarlath.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if we practice here now, Antona, a simple conversation. So, say for example, Antona, you invited me over for tea at your house.
Well, first of all, I would use our last phrase, and I would say, "She's always like the ski."
Ah,
sit down and rest yourself.
That was our phrase of the week for lesson 5.
Yeah, and it's a fairly useful one. If somebody did come into the house, you could say, she's always like the ski. Sit down and relax, or sit down and rest yourself.
Mm. Very, very welcome. So, no bother. And
after that, you could then ask them, inquire of them, if they wanted tea or coffee or a drink or just mm-hmm. orange juice or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the way you will ask.
Mm-hmm.
I would ask you, Er Wailat cup and coffee?
Ah, and I would say,
and that means, would you like a cup of coffee? Er Wailat cup and coffee?
And if I wanted coffee, I could say Ba Wailam.
That's exactly it. And you could even say Ba Wai.
Ba Wai.
Or Bawai Lum.
Bawai Lum.
Bawai. Mm-hmm. That's yes.
And then Guru Mayogat then.
Yep, thank you.
So Bawai Lum Guru Mayogat. Mm-hmm. Say if I didn't like coffee, I could just say Near Wai Lum.
You could say Near Wai Lum or just Near Wai. No.
Near Wai. Okay.
Or you could say Near Wai Lum Cafe.
Near Wai Lum Cafe. Ah, Near Wai Lum Cafe. Ak Bavralum.
Cup and tea.
Cup and tea, sorry.
Near Wai Lum Cafe. Ak Bavralum Cup and tea.
Near Wai Lum Cafe. Ak Bavralum Cup and tea. Okay. And so cup and just is for a cup.
Yeah. That's the Irish word for a cup. You'll also hear cuppa. But cup and tea. Cup and cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Another word we'd use for a vessel, if you're offering somebody a drink, would be glunya. Glunya is the Irish word for a glass.
Okay.
Say you want to offer someone a glass of water,
mm-hmm.
or a glass of orange juice. Su orishtja, orishtja.
Mm-hmm.
We would say su orishtja. Some people would say su orishtja, but we say su orishtja.
Orange juice.
For example, I could ask you, Jared, Erwaila Glonyaska, would you like a glass of water?
Ah, Bawailo, Guru Mayoga.
That's it.
Okay.
If you didn't want it, you'd just use the negative. You'd say Near Wailo.
Near Wailo.
Or Near Wai Guru Mayoga.
Okay. So that's quite new. So Glonyaska, glass of water, cup of cafe, cup of coffee.
Sue Orishtja.
And Sue Orishtja is just orange juice. Sue is the word for like a juice or like a. A mixture.
Yeah. And iska, water.
Iska is water. And
later on, in a lesson down the line, we can go into beverages, or beers, or brandies, or whiskeys,
the good
or
stuff,
wine.
Antona, yep. All the good stuff. And just on that, just as a very quick, just every time I would see iska, I would think there's a beautiful phrase in Irish that maybe a lot of people actually know. The word for whiskey is actually...
The word in Irish for whiskey is iska baha.
Uh-huh.
Iska baha. Iska being water. Baha is of life. The water of life.
Water
and
of life.
That's...
it says a lot. It says a lot. So whiskey is the water of life. So
and,
yeah.
And Donegal is actually called Glan Baha. Mm-hmm. Glen Bay. But Baha. Iska baha.
Iska baha.
Whiskey. The water of life.
Okay, so we hope that you're following that. So Antona, we'll move on to the quiz then.
Yeah.
So question one, how would you say I would like a cup of tea in Irish? So how would you say I would like a cup of tea? Okay, so Antona, could you reveal the answer please?
Yeah, while I'm cupping tea.
Okay. So by William cup of tea, I would like a cup of tea. So congratulations if you got that right. Question two. If you were asked, would you like a glass of milk? How would you say that you wouldn't like a glass of milk? How would you say I would not like a glass of milk? So Antona, could you reveal the answer please?
Near Wailam Glonya Banya. Near Wailam Glonya Banya.
Okay, I wouldn't like a cup of... a glass of milk. So congratulations if you got that correct. Okay, and the third and final question this time. How would you ask someone would they like a glass of water? How would you ask someone would they like a glass of water? So basically you're asking, would you like a glass of water? Would you like a glass of water? So, Antona, please reveal the answer.
Erwailat glonya iska. Erwailat glonya iska.
Okay, so congratulations if you got all these right. Well done. Mwai hui. And...
Mwai shiv.
Mwai shiv. Okay. So, Antona, let's move on to this week's phrase of the week.
This week, it's just a small one, easy to remember as well. It's quite handy to use as well. We use it often. And it is Jan Jeffer. Jan Jeffer. If you wanted to ask someone to hurry up or make haste, hurry up. Jan Jeffer.
Jan Jeffer.
Get a move on. Jan Jeffer. Hurry up.
Okay, so that's...
And that's it for this week. Gerald.
Okay, so that completes this lesson for this week. So we hope that you enjoyed it, and we hope that you have fun practicing. And just remember that show notes and the audio files will all be posted up on the website, easyirish.com. You can always get in touch, info@easyirish.com, if you have any questions. And we'll be more than happy to get back to you. So, gormila mai agaibh, and slán go fáil.
Slán go fáil. Amor.